Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build one of those classic DNB and jungle moments that makes the crowd go, run it back. We're talking about a rewind moment, that dramatic little pullback right before a heavy drop lands again. Now, the big idea here is simple. A rewind is not just a random effect. It's a moment. It should feel like a deliberate DJ-style decision in the arrangement. Like the tune got grabbed by the sleeve and pulled backward for a second, just so the drop can hit even harder when it returns. We're going to do this in Ableton Live 12 using stock tools, and I'll keep it beginner-friendly. The goal is to make it sound musical, controlled, and properly old-school, with that jungle and rewind-worthy DNB energy. First, think about where the rewind belongs. Usually, it works best right before the drop, at the end of a 4-bar or 8-bar phrase, or after a fake-out where the listener thinks the drop is already coming. That interruption is what gives the rewind power. If the arrangement is too busy, simplify the lead-in first. Rewinds hit harder when there's a little breathing room. Now, for a safer beginner workflow, don't jump straight to the final master if you don't have to. Instead, put your music onto a bus or group and work there. If you can keep the kick and sub separate, even better. That way, you're not wrecking the low end while you experiment, because the low end is where things can get muddy fast when you start pitching a full mix down. The classic way to build this in Ableton is to render or resample the section before the drop, then warp it and pitch it down. So take the phrase you want, bounce it or resample it to audio, and bring that audio into the arrangement view. Turn warp on, and choose a warp mode that makes sense for the material. If it's a full mix or a musical section, Complex Pro is usually a good starting point. If it's mostly drums, beats can work well. Now listen carefully to the end of the phrase. Add a warp marker near the end, then pull the later part slightly earlier, so it feels like the audio is being dragged back. That gives you more of a rewind feel, not just a plain pitch drop. Then lower the clip transpose. A good starting range is around -3 to -7 semitones. Start smaller than you think. A lot of beginners overcook this and it ends up sounding cartoonish. We want dramatic, but still believable. A really useful move is to automate the transpose over a short time, like half a bar or 1 bar. Start normal, then slowly drop the pitch and let it fall a little faster at the end. That shape matters. If it just drops instantly, it can feel cheap. If it glides down with intention, it feels more like a proper rewind. To make it feel even more authentic, we can add a few supporting effects. A great simple chain for the rewind section is Utility, EQ8, Saturator, Auto Filter, Reverb, and Echo. You do not need to go wild here. In fact, restraint is usually what makes this work. Utility is useful for trimming the level and controlling stereo width if needed. EQ8 can clean up any muddy low end or harsh buildup. Saturator can add a bit of density and urgency, which is helpful when the pitched section starts to feel thin. A touch of drive, soft clip on, and you're in a good place. Auto filter is one of the best tools for selling the rewind illusion. As the section pulls back, slowly close the filter down. That downward movement helps the moment feel like the whole system is collapsing backward. You can add a little resonance, but keep it subtle. Too much resonance and it starts to ring in a bad way. Then add a little reverb to the final hit or final tail. Not loads, just enough to give the rewind a bit of space and drama. Short to medium decay, and a fairly low wet amount is usually enough. Too much reverb will wash out the groove, and indeed NB, we still need the drop to feel tight. Echo can be great for a little throw on the final snare, vocal, or stab. A short delay, maybe 1/8 or 1/4, with filtered repeats so it doesn't clutter the drop. That extra repeat can help the rewind feel more like a musical event and less like a technical trick. Here's a really important tip. If you have a last snare, vocal shout, horn stab, or a piano hit before the drop, use that as the trigger for the rewind. In jungle and old-school DNB, recognizable elements make the moment feel more authentic. You can even duplicate that hit, reverse it, and fade it in just before the drop. That works especially well over chopped breaks or an amen-style entrance. And because this is drum and bass, you want to be careful not to kill the momentum. The rewind should create tension, not flatten the energy. So if possible, let the kick and sub stay a little more stable until the final half beat, then pull them away. Keep the breaks, mids, and effects doing most of the rewind motion. That way, the low end still has weight when the drop returns. A really good trick is to end the rewind on a tiny moment of near silence, or a single hit, or a filtered drum slice. That little empty pocket gives the crowd a second to inhale. Then when the drop comes back in, it lands much harder because of the contrast. The rewind is only as strong as the drop after it, So make sure your return is huge. Bring the full low end back instantly. Let the snare hit with a sharp transient. And make that first downbeat count. Since we're looking at this from a mastering style angle too, keep your chain under control. If you're on a stereo bus or master style chain, use something simple like utility, EQ8, light glue compressor, gentle saturator, and then a limiter just for safety. Don't crush the rewind with heavy compression. Don't let the limiter flatten the movement. You want the effect to breathe. If it gets too loud or distorted, usually the fix is not to slam the limiter harder. The better fix is to reduce low-end energy before the rewind. Now, let's talk about a few common mistakes. First, don't pitch the sub too aggressively. That's one of the fastest ways to turn the rewind into muddy chaos. If needed, keep the sub out of the rewind and let it come back in cleanly on the drop. Second, don't drown it in reverb. A rewind should feel sharp and intentional, not washed out and blurry. Third, don't make it too long. Most of the time, half a bar to one bar is enough. Two bars is possible, but only if the arrangement really needs that extra space. Fourth, remember that the rewind is there to serve the drop. If the rewind is massive but the drop doesn't hit, the whole trick falls flat. The audience should feel like the track got reset for a bigger impact. A few pro style ideas can push this further. Try filtering before the pitch move for a darker, more haunted vibe. A low pass coming down as the pitch falls can sound really nasty in a good way. You can also layer a reversed break slice under the rewind, especially if you want more old-school jungle flavor. A chopped reverse amen can add a lot of character. If you have vinyl distortion or something similar, use it very lightly. A bit of noise, a bit of wobble, a touch of crunch can make the rewind feel more like a real rave era tape or vinyl moment. And if there's a vocal shout, a quick delay throw on it can be absolute gold. That can give you that classic again energy without overcomplicating the arrangement. Let's do a quick practice approach. Take an 8-bar D then B loop. Choose the last bar before the drop. Duplicate it to a new audio track. Warp it in Complex Pro. Automate transpose from 0 down to around minus 5 semitones, and close the auto filter cutoff as the rewind happens. Add a short reverb tail on the final hit, a tiny echo throw on the last accent, and cut the audio for a brief moment right before the drop comes back in. Then bring the drop back with full drums and bass. Listen for three things. Does it feel like the track is being pulled backward? Does the low end stay readable? And does the drop feel bigger because of the rewind? If it does, you're on the right track. My final teacher tip is this. Test the moment in context, not just in solo. Solo can trick you. The rewind needs to work with the build-up and the drop together. Also test it at low volume. If it still feels exciting quietly, that's usually a sign it'll work on a bigger system too. So remember the formula. Pitch movement. Filter automation. A little controlled echo or reverb. Smart arrangement. And then a drop that absolutely slams. Keep it short. Keep it intentional. Protect the low end, and make the rewind serve the return. Do that, and you'll have that classic run-it-back energy that makes old-school jungle and DNB crowd moments feel unforgettable.